Matthew, chapter 19. Now all the publicans and sinners were drawing near to him to hear him. And both the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, This man receives sinners, and eats with them. And he spoke to them this parable, saying, What do you think? If any man has 100 sheep, and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99, and go to search for that which goes astray? And if he happens to find it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 which have not gone astray. I say to you, that even so there will be joy in heaven over one sinner who repents, more than over 99 righteous persons, who need no repentance. And he said, A certain man had 2 sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of your substance that falls to me. And he divided to them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there he wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that country, and he began to be in want. And he went and stuck close to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into his fields to shepherd swine. And he desired to have filled his belly with the pods that the swine ate, and no man gave to him. But when he came to himself he said, How many hired workers of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish here with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in your sight. I am no more worthy to be called your son, make me as one of your hired workers. And he arose, and came to his father. But while he was yet far off, his father saw him, and was moved with compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in your sight, I am no more worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his slaves, Bring forth quickly the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and sandals on his feet. And bring the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat, and make merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again, he was lost, and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called to him one of the household slaves, and inquired what these things might be. And he said to him, Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has received him safe and sound. But he was angry, and would not go in, and his father came out, and entreated him. But he answered and said to his father, Look, these many years I serve you as a slave, and I never transgressed a commandment of yours, and yet you never gave me a young goat, that I might make merry with my friends. But when this your son came, who has devoured your living with prostitutes, you killed for him the fatted calf. And he said to him, Child, you are ever with me, and all that is mine is yours. But it was meet to make merry and be glad, for this your brother was dead, and is alive again, and was lost, and is found.